Hey, it's time for another edition of Prep Spotlight here on Sports Fan 1330. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and today we're talking with a pair of top-flight golfers from Rockford Christian. They're juniors Riley Hogan and Owen Holtman, who have led the Royal Lions all season and both just qualified for sectionals during Tuesday's Marengo Regional. And at Tuesday's Regional, Riley shot a 76 and Owen shot an 80 to advance as individuals, and they'll be joined by teammates Evan Baxter, Cody Page, and Colin Ellsbury as well at the sectional level. So guys, first of all, thanks for taking time to talk with me. Appreciate it. I want to ask you first, was Tuesday a bit of a bittersweet situation because you guys advanced as individuals and yet as a team you missed out by just two strokes. So how difficult was that to both be excited as individual but also maybe is a little bit of a difficulty because of the team situation?
I was like kind of shocked that we didn't come out of the regionals as a team. I would have thought for sure we would have advanced as a team to sectionals and we would have gone from there.
I would have thought we would have made it as a team also, and it was one of those type of things where you think about every shot that you could have hit a little better, could have focused a little bit more, just so your team could make it.
It's interesting though that you still guys had, which seems kind of rare, five of you went, so I mean, it almost was the team. So in a way, it kind of was, but you're not going to be advancing as a team. You played last year, you guys advanced, you advanced to the state, in Class 1A, and you guys finished seventh. This year, you guys are bumped up to 2A. So first of all, was that a big difference in what happened this season? Was this the competition? Or is it that big of a, when in the game of golf, is the difference between 1A and 2A that big of a deal?
Yeah, there's like way better teams that shoot way lower scores. And there's a lot more of them, especially in sectionals. Mm-hmm. So if we advance as a team from regionals to sectionals, we would have a lot like heavier competition. So it's a pretty big gap between 1A and 2A.
I saw the 1A scores yesterday, and we were beating Byron by 40, 50 shots in 18 holes, and they won a regional yesterday, so I'd say it's definitely different from 1 and 2A.
So you would, how much would, I know you can't compare courses, but how much, what was their score compared to yours, I mean?
I think it was about 340 maybe, so they maybe only got us by 19, but consistently we were beating them by 20 to 30 shots, I'd say, throughout the year.
Okay. I'm starting with Riley, kind of give me an assessment of your play this season so far.
I've been playing like pretty, I would say averagely, like I'm not really lighting up this year, but at the same time, I'm not blowing up necessarily. I'm hoping that I can straighten some things out and going into sectionals and hopefully be on top of my game.
Are you better off than you were last year or have you, okay. And what aspects of your game are you still kind of concerned about or that haven't been, as you say, lighting things up?
Just grinding out more, just being more consistent. There's not really a certain area of my game I need to like super like worry about or anything, just kind of buckle down and focus a little bit more.
Was there anything particular you worked on in the summer and the off season to prepare a particular aspect of your game and did it pay off this year?
Oh yeah, definitely putting for me. I would spend a lot more time out on the putting green just grinding out there than whacking balls all day at the range, so I definitely think that paid off.
Okay, how about you? Can we get a little bit about your assessment of your season so far to this point?
I'd say it started pretty good. I shot some good rounds to start the year and then kind of went downhill. I shot 86 in a tournament in the middle of the year and I don't usually do that. But then I came back and won conference and I feel like I'm back to where I was at, so it feels good.
Okay. What things did you work on in the offseason in particular things and have they paid off so far?
I worked on my iron game and then, like Riley, the putting. I feel like putting separates the good and bad players because everybody can hit the ball pretty good, but putting is where it comes down to at the end of the day.
Last season, Owen, you finished 15th individually and Raleigh, you were 42nd at state. What did you guys learn from that state experience that's helped you this year? And is there any kind of things that you've learned that will get you through sections or get you back to state again this year?
I guess just to focus more, you know, don't worry about other players because at the state level, there's pretty much everyone got there for a reason. So it's easy to like kind of lose focus and worry about what other people are doing. So that's kind of my focus is doing my thing and staying my...
Just concentrate on yourself and keeping your head in within yourself, yeah.
And then I think the same thing, you have to focus. And I didn't notice that when I was playing in state that I never thought I could have finished top 10, but everybody at state could win it and everybody could finish last. Just depends on who focuses more throughout the week.
Rob, I'll start with you. Tell me how you got started in golf and like what programs and stuff growing up. I mean, who introduced you to it? Was it your parents or friends or kind of give me that beginning of it all?
It was pretty much my dad. My dad... He's a really good golfer, and he's the one who's got me into it, and I've taken a few lessons over the summer, and then other than that, that's pretty much it. I've taken a junior lesson, like, way back.
Okay.
Like, elementary school. Otherwise, it's just been my dad pretty much guiding me through the way.
Okay. How about you?
I started playing with my dad at Rockford Country Club, where we've been a member for a while. And then I've been taking lessons from Ed Slattery for a while, and I feel like he's really improved my game over the years.
I'm going to ask a couple kind of quick questions back and forth here. I'll do Riley go first, then I'll go second. What's your favorite course, both inside the Rockford area and outside, that you've played? It doesn't necessarily have to be high school competition, be any kind, but your favorite course?
In Rockford, I'm going to go all Dean since I work there. You know,
okay.
Got to represent. And then outside, I haven't really played, like, I know I've played really nice courses outside. I just can't think of the names of them and stuff like that, but.
What about you?
I kind of like Prairie View. I know it's not in Rockford, but sure. It's around the Rockford area. I feel like I always play well there, and it's just, I like all the natural environment that's out there you can see.
And how about the outside of the area? Anything, any place you played unique that
I'd
may be farther away?
Medina. I've played there once in a tournament. It was a really cool course, so I'd say that's my favorite.
Okay. Same line. What's your dream course? Of any course in the country or in the world, where would you guys want to play?
St. Andrews, Winnods.
Okay.
It's a cool course.
Okay.
I'd say Augusta National, probably. Seems like a really fun place to play.
You can kind of compare your game then against the big boys by doing that. What's the best club in your bag?
Definitely my 3-iron. The thing's a beast, you know. Get a head high missile, 250.
I'd say my putter, probably.
Okay. So we're going long and short then, between the two of you. I don't know if either one of you ever had a hole in one. What's the closest you've come to one if you haven't had one?
I'd say about the length of your phone. Like.
Oh, geez. And where was that at and when?
Sandy Hollow. I like chunked a pitching wedge and just kind of got a really crazy bounce and just kept on rolling. So.
Okay.
I've been pretty close to Prairie View in a tournament actually this year. It was probably about 2 feet away, but.
And the best golf movie. I mean, there's a ton of them out there. Anywhere from Caddyshack to The Greatest Game Ever Played to Tin Cup. I mean, give me your favorite golf movie.
Happy Gilmore.
Okay. 100%. There you go.
I'd say Caddyshack probably.
Because you both go for the comedy then, huh? Not that the dramatic one's the best. last question for each of you. What are your goals for this season personally now? I mean, what's it going to take to get to state? How far can you, do you think you can, how well do you think you can do at state and beyond? So what kind of give me your goals for the rest of this year?
I'm looking to do as best as I can at sectionals and hopefully win. And then same at state, you know, play 2 best rounds of my life and then if I do that, I feel like I can win as well. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of doing that. So.
Okay.
I just want to survive sectionals and get to state. And then I know golf's a funny game, so anything can happen. You never know what could happen.
It's interesting you mentioned before because the difference between 1A and 2A, that if you guys could even match what you did last year but do it at that higher level, then in essence you're doing better. And you can kind of measure yourself as well. I'm going to get to that quick. One more question then is that is – do you have a problem with the fact that you guys get pushed up to 2A? I mean, do you look at it as an unfair situation or not that big a deal?
I don't think that we're a 2A school. We're definitely like more of a 1A school. But in my opinion, like I feel like when we play better competition, we're just going to be better. You know, you can learn things from like really good players and you can kind of analyze their game and what they did good. And you can kind of take from that. So
okay. It's kind of a learning experience then. Yeah. Same thing, Owen.
I feel like it's maybe a little unfair because there were, like, Byron's won a lot of state titles and they were bumped up. But also, you feel good to go to 2A state and finish top 10 than 1A state for sure. So that'd be a better goal to have.
Okay, great. Well, that was Rockford Christian Junior's Riley Hogan and Owen Holtman. Guys, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me. Appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend and on the road down the road here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll return to Sports Fan Radio 1330 right after this.